तभी तुम सांग करो धर्म ये तो भक्ति रोग खजे ओहि तो की आप प्रति हता जय आत्मा सुख प्रसी सुप्रीम ऑक्यूपेशन धर्म फॉर ऑल ह्यूमैनिटी इज दैट बाय व्हिच मेन कैन अटेन टू लविंग devotional service unto the transcendental Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy this. It has been divertedly edited. Actually, devotional service rendered to the Supreme Lord, not for my satisfaction, but rendering devotional service to the Lord, the self is automatically satisfied. If I make a motive that I shall render service to the Lord so that I will be very much satisfied. No. That becomes motivated. That I will be satisfied. That is the first concept. There should be no motive at all. I may be satisfied, not satisfied, that is not my business. But still, I will have to serve the Lord. That is the teachings of Lord Joseph. Aslishava padaratam finastuma marmahatam karutu. Either you embrace or you trample me down, मरमाहतां करो दुआ, make me broken hearted, अदर्शना. Every devotee aspires to see the Lord. That is natural. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it doesn't matter whether I see Krishna or not. It doesn't matter. He may not be present before me for millions of years and make me broken-hearted. If I aspire to see Krishna, if Krishna does not come, naturally I become sorry, broken-hearted. But even one is broken-hearted, still he should not stop devotion. Not that I have served Krishna for so many days or so many years and Krishna did not come. Oh, what is he who's up? No, not. One should be confident that it's like Mukunda. Mukunda, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's class friend and devotee. So he was attending many Gyani, Konmi, Yogi. He was going everywhere. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very much displeased. Just to show example that we should not be hodgepodge. This is also good, everything is same. No. This is hodgepodge. One must be fixed up in devotion. That is one. So, when Mukunda was going here and there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the name Khorajhatiya Beta. So, he stopped him. He should not come before. Stop him. So nobody can induce Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very soft, Kushmadavi, softer than the flower, but harder than the thunder. When he should be very hard, then he becomes thunderbolt. Nobody can induce him. But naturally, he is very soft. So, Mukunda was standing outside in every day's meeting, and he was asking other devotees, I'll not be able to see Lord Chaitanya anymore. So they asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he had forbidden Mukunda to come before you, but he's asking only if there will be any opportunity in the future to see you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, after 300 million of years, you can see. So, the devotees informed Mukunda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that after 300 million of years, he will be able to see. He began to dance. Oh, that's nice. That's Asaranda Samutkantha Namagane Sadaruchi. This is the sign of pure advanced devotee. He's never disappointed. Ohituki, there is no motive. My Lord is there. My duty is to serve. That's all. Whether I shall be benefited, whether my senses will be satisfied, gratified, these are conditions. These are not pure devotion. Don't make any conditions. Unconditioned. That is, anna vilasita sunnam. Without any motive, without any condition, when you love Krishna, that is first class really. Sabai Pungang Parvota. Paro and Apara. Apara means inferior. And Paro means superior. Just like there are two energies of Krishna. Paro and apara, inferior and superior. So, paradharma means superior. The occupational duty in superior energy. Mahatmanastum mang partha duivi prakriti maasrita. Duivi prakriti. Mahatma, one who is broad-minded or greater soul, they are under the control of Daivi Prakriti. Daivi Prakriti Master. And what is the symptom? Bhajanti Ananna Manaso. They have no other motive than to render service. This is the symptom of Mahatma. No motive, no gain, no exchange. Simply to serve the Lord. Anna vilasita sunnam. Any kind of desire. Even liberation. No. But if one is pure devotee, liberation will be at his door. What he has got to ask for liberation, he is already liberated. He hasn't got to ask for liberation. This is explained by Vilna Mangal Thakur. Mukti mukulitanjali sevate asman. If one is pure devotee, then liberation is standing before the devotee with folded hands. My dear sir, what can I do for you? That is the question. Mukti mukulitanjali sevate asman. Karmartha kama moksha samaya pratiksha. And people are very much busy for religiosity, dharma, artha, economic development, kama, sense gratification, and dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, liberation. People are generally human society. There must be a religious system. And they take to religious, generally, people take to religious system for some material gain. Generally. Atto Akhati, Jigyasu Gani. Those are distressed, those are in need of money. They go to temple or see the Lord. They are also pious. Chatudvidha bhajante maam, sukriti, that pious. So, but that is not pure devotion. Pure devotion is described here. That sabai pungsang parosa, that is first class. Yato bhakti radhukta. You can adopt any means. There are different kinds of religious system all over the world. You can become Hindu, you can become Muslim, you can become Christian, you can become something else. But the test is how much you have learned to love God. Not that I am Hindu, I have got such a big tat and so much tilak, and I take bath daily in the Yamuna, Ganges. I am strictly vegetarian and so on. But the result, I am simply attached to my family. Finish. Molladur Masjid. I am doing all things, but my center of gravity is my family. Grihamed. Janamaitunadi grihamedi sukham mitucham. Grihamedi. Those who are attached only to the home life, their happiness is sex. And in order to protect that sense enjoyment, they take to dharma, artha, kama, moksha, everything, whatever you call. But this thing must be there. Just like when I presented this my easy journey to other planets, so one scientist friend, not scientist, he was a library. So he read this book and he said, so we cannot come back again? Just like they are going to the moon planet and they must come back again. The aeronautics, they go very high, the Russians, by the Sputnik, and they see from up where is Moscow. This was published in the paper. Actually, his attachment is Moscow. But similarly, generally people, they show religiosity so that they may get some money, economic development, and by money they can satisfy their senses. And when they are baffled in satisfying their senses, they want to merge into the existence of God. This is dharma artha kama. When he is dissatisfied with sense gratification, kama, dharma artha kama, then he says, this is all false, now I shall merge into the body of Krishna or the body. But they do not know that this type of desiring, that I shall merge into the existence of God, that is also kama, because he is desiring something. Therefore, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, bhukti mukti siddhi kami shakali asan. Krishna bhakta nishkam atayat santi. Bhukti means karmi. They want sense gratification. Whatever they do, the center is janamai sunadi grihamedi sukham uccham. Therefore, their bhukti comes, bhog, material enjoyment. This is called karmis. They perform big sacrifices. But the goal is how I shall be elevated to the heavenly planet, Sarvalok, and I shall enjoy that. The Urvasis, nice woman, and the Nandan Kanan, nice garden. Actually, in her planetary system, the standard of living is very, very hard. Hundreds and thousands of times better than this planet. Living duration, duration of life is very great. So, the bhukti, their bhukti comes. That is common. And when they are unable to satisfy the senses by this material enjoyment, they are mukti kant. That is also kam. Why? The Buddha philosophy. Mukti, make it. Mukti of course, not fire. The same thing in a different name. Merge into the effulgence of Brahma and stop my individuality. That is also fireness, zero. I make myself zero. This is another explanation of nirvana, voidism. Finish everything. You are suffering from fever. All right, I cut your throat. So your fever is gone, you also gone. Finish. This is called sunyavad, make everything zero. Why you are suffering from fever? The best means is to cut your throat and become happy. So bhukti, mukti, that is also desire. Bhukti, mukti and siddhi. Siddhikami, yogis, ashtanga yoga and astra siddhi, anima lagima, prapti siddhi, isita, vasita, like that. Anima, anu, you can become very small. Not these yogis, actually those who are in perfection of yoga, they can become like that. Smaller than the smallest. So anima, lagima, you can become lighter than the lightest, you can fly in the air. They go by touching the beam of the sun, moon, they can go. They are trying to go to the moon planet by artificial material weapons, material means. But those who are yogis, they can catch up the beam of the moon and flow. This is called Mahima. He can become very big, heavy Mahima, just like Hanuman. He jumped over this ocean. That he means as seeing the big body. So that one leg here, one leg there, you can jump. That is called Mahima Siddhi. Prapti, he can get anything he likes. At any time, prapti, siddhi, so many things. Sometimes they do not like the devotees because the devotees, they cannot show this magic. They do not like that within 4 years, 5 years, the whole world should be chanting Hare Krishna mantra. That is not magic. But if you can jump over a river, that is magic. That is magic. The other side of the magic, they have no eyes to see. So, the yoga siddhi, that's magic. But devotee can show better magic. But they do not bother their time for yoga practice. That is how. Because he is under the care of the supreme magician, Krishna. So if there is need of magic, Krishna himself, why he should bother? Just like a small child is dependent on his father. Father is rich man. So he says to his father, "Father, I want this." That is very costly. So he doesn't require to get the money. The father is there, he'll get the money. All right, take it. So that is the facility for the devotees. A devotee is under the care of the Yogeshwara, Yatra Yogeshwara Hari. If you can catch up the hand of Yogeshwara Hari, then you can show wonderful magic, which no magician, no yogis can display. That is the position of the devotee. They do not care for practicing yoga to show some magical feats. Neither they require it, neither they want it. Because devotee's position is asrishama padratang pinastama marmahatang karutu. Whatever you like, you can do. That's all. He has no desire. Therefore Chaitanya Charitamrita says, bhukti mukti siddhi kami shakuli ashanta. Ashanta means where they can get peace. They have to work for it. The karmis, they have to work for it. The jnanis, they have to cultivate for that. The yogis, they have to practice. But bhakta has nothing to do. They are ready for such class. Without doing anything, feel so magic. This is the first class. Sabai Pumusha Parvodharma. That is first class. Yato Bhakti Radhupa. If you have got unflinching faith in the Supreme, Adhokhaja. Adhokhaja means beyond the perception of the senses. Adhokhaja. Adhokrita Akhaja Jnanam Yatra. Our knowledge, our activities, they are sensual. I can jump, but jumping requires two legs, sense organs. So, adhokhaja means you cannot realize the Supreme by sensual activities. That is not possible. Therefore, his name is Adhokhara. Adhokrita akhajam jnanam jasutta. So one has to become, if one becomes a devotee, ahituki apratihuta, such devotional service can never be checked. It is not conditional. If I am very learned, then I can read Vedanta philosophy, then I can understand what is the absolute truth. So that is checked. If I am not very nice Sanskrit scholar, then I cannot become a Vedanti. That is conditional. But bhakti is not conditional. Not that because you are not a Vedanti, not that because you are a very not rich man, not that. Bhakti is unconditional, ahituki, apratihata. There, just like class of men, they say, first of all, let us enjoy this world, then we shall think of bhakti, God, later on. That is in general, public they say like that. But no, bhakti is not that conditional, that you finish your business of sense gratification, then you become bhakti. No. Become bhakti immediately. Immediately. Kaumaro acharit pragva dharman bhagavatam. If one is intelligent, he should begin devotional service immediately. As soon as he gets the information that devotional service is the perfect type of religion, he should take immediately, without waiting. Ahituki apratihata. It is not that I am conditioned by so many things, I cannot take to bhakti just now. No. Ahituki apratihata. Apratihata. Without any check, without any hindrance, he can adopt bhakti. In another place, apostle shall come to that. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayajita Janati Asu Vairagya. It is not that Vairagya, because human life is meant for Vairagya and Gyan. Vairagya. We are attached to this material world. So perfection of life is how to become detached from this material. That is called vairagya. For vairagya, this process of renunciation, sannyas, is advised according to the Vedic system. First of all, he is trained up as a brahmachari just to know the relationship, perfect education. Then he is allowed to become a grihastha. Then he is to accept vanaprastha, then accept renunciation. This is gradual step. The real purpose is renunciation. Give up your attachment for this material world, because that is my bondage. So long I shall try to enjoy, maybe, a fractional percentage, still I will have to accept this material world. It may be a small ant's body, but because the desire is that I shall eat one grain of sugar, he has to take this body. Therefore, one should be andavilasita sunnam. Completely, no desire for material enjoyment. Then we can enter. Andamilasitasanam jnana karmadanasitam. Jnana, jnana has been specially mentioned because the jnanis, they are contaminated by the desire of merging into the existence of God. Therefore, one should give up this desire. Kurmis, they are for sense gratification. Jnanis, for merging into the existence. Jnana karmana nabhya. Anukullena krishnanusilanam. Anukullena. Anukul means favorable. What Krishna wants, you serve. Service means that. Service does not mean, I want something and you give me something. No, that's not true. Service means, what I want you must give. That is service. If I say, please give me a glass of water, and if you bring a glass of milk, you can say, sir, milk is better than water. No, that is not service. I want water now. You must give me water. That is service. Therefore, my Guru Maharaj did not approve the party. They are called Gauranga Nagari. They accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. But they pose him, Krishna is enjoying with gopis. No, that is called Gauranga Nagari. No. Krishna has appeared now as devotee. So you must help him. How he can become a best devotee? Not that pose him into Krishna. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in Vrindavan, so many people called him, you are Krishna, you are Vishnu, you are doing this. Don't say that, don't say that. So, one future generation would like to become Krishna's avatar, so-called avatar. So, these are siddhantas, that one should be simply serving, engaged in the service of the Lord, favorably, not unfavorably, what he wants. So, in this age, not only in this age, in all the ages, Krishna wants that all these bewildered living entities who have come here to enjoy material happiness, they should be given the information that this is not a very nice plan for the living entities to enjoy material enjoyment. The best plan is to surrender to Krishna. Sarva-dharmān paritrajyamāmekaṁ saranaṁ vas. That will save you. This is the necessity for all the ages, especially in this age. Therefore, if you can educate people to surrender unto Krishna, that is the best service. That is the best service. Anukullena, because Krishna wants it. Krishna wants it personally, he says, sarva-dharmān paritrajyamāmekaṁ saranaṁ vaja. And he comes again as devotee, as Lord Chaitanya. He is teaching how to serve Krishna. Krishna is teaching how to serve Krishna. So both of them are asking. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also asking. Amar aggay guru hai yatara hai de. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Krishna says, this is my upadesh, this is my instruction, you surrender unto me. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you surrender unto Krishna. So if we follow both the Krishnas, that is the best service. You simply go. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. Simply preach this Bhagavad Gita, instruction of Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any nonsense commentary. Bhagavad Gita says, sarva-dhanman parityajya mamekam saranam bhaja, you say that give up all nonsense engagement, you simply surrender to Krishna. That is the best service. And nobody can check it. Ahitukiya pratiyata, you have no desire. Your business is to serve Krishna. And Krishna says that you do this. So you do it. What is the difficulty? There's no difficulty. The business is very simple. My dear sir, you become Krishna conscious. That's all. You are a good preacher. It doesn't require much education. Simply if you go, then other things will come automatically. If you sincerely serving Krishna, if you simply say these very things, my dear sir, you are a very nice man. That is the instruction given by Prabhudananda Saraswati. Therefore he came so humbly. But this purpose? Yes. He's satisfying, like flattering him, by falling down on his feet. And everything is due. But question, please give up all nonsense, simply take shelter of. Then you are a good teacher. And there is no check. Nobody can check. If you go to somebody and if you say that you become a devotee of Krishna, surrender unto him. So, you haven't got to. You will not be angry. You may take it or not take it. But your business is finished. Krishna will recognize. It is not that he will be successful everywhere. Because it is demoniac age. But you, more you become yourself sincere, you will be successful. Because Krishna will see that you are successful. Your business is to become a sincere devotee of Krishna and without any expecting ahitupi, any success or failure, you do your duty and you will see, Krishna will see that you are successful. That is Krishna consciousness. Ahituki apratiyata. And you will feel satisfied. Jnātmā suprasīt. As soon as you see, I have done something for Krishna. Devotee does not feel it. But when he sees that another man has become devotee, he becomes very satisfied. Jnātmā suprasīt. So this is the process of Krishna consciousness movement. It is explained in two lines in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavatam. Sabai pumsang paro dharma jato bhakti yadho kaji ahita kiya prasidhata jnatma prasidhata. You can read this purpose.
In this statement, Sri Sutta Goswami answers the first question of the sages of Naimisharanya. The sages asked him to summarize the whole range of revealed scriptures and present the most essential part so that fallen people or the people in general might easily take it up. The Vedas prescribe two different types of occupation for the human being. One is called the Pravritti Marga, or the path of sense enjoyment, and the other is called the Nivritti Marga.
So both things are there, Pravritti Marga and Nivritti Marga. Because all the living entities who have come in this material world with a pravritti, with an intention to enjoy this material world. Therefore, they are regulated. All right. You want this material enjoyment. Material enjoyment means eating, sleeping, mating, and different. That is material enjoyment. Eating, first class eating, first-class sleeping, first-class sexual intercourse, and first-class defending. So, Vedic injunction is all that. You want sex life? Yes, sir. For this purpose I've come here. All right, you get your sex life by marriage, not like cats and dogs. This is called Pravritti Marg. He has got the intentions, but he is being regulated so that one day he'll become Nivritti Marg. There are two ways, Nivritti Marg and Pravritti Marg. Pravritti Marg means he has got intention, desire for material enjoyment. So he is regulated, do like, so that he may come to the point of Nivritti Marg. Nivritti is to Mahaphalam. Pravritti Reshang Bhutana. Everyone has got this desire. That is Pravritti. But when he stops this Pravritti, that is his great achievement. Not that he increase when he stops. Or that is great achievement. So the Vedas, why one should follow? Just like Veda says you marry. Then people will argue, what is the defense of sex life, marrying and not marrying? Why these Vedas? No, they do not know the purpose of the Vedas. The purpose of Vedas is to graduate, to bring him to the point of Nivritti. Nivritti he has to make, unless he has got a slight desire for material enjoyment, he will have to accept another body. Therefore, Nivritti is equal. But one cannot come to the point of Nivritti all of a sudden. Therefore, Vedic injunction is gradually bring him to the Nivritti mark. Then?
The path of enjoyment is inferior, but the path of sacrifice for the supreme cause is superior. The material existence of the living being is a diseased condition of actual life.
This Pravritti Marga is a diseased condition. Diseased condition means you have to remain. Just like if you are suffering from fever, doctor has prescribed you that don't take any solid food. But if you take, it will increase your fever, that's all. If you have come here for sex life, if you increase your sex life, then you will be bound up by the material laws, again accept. If you want to increase your sex life, nature will give you facility, all right, you become a hog. You can have sex life without any discrimination. The hog has no discrimination, mother, sister. So all nature will give you that facility. You want sex life, all right, you get. Without any hindrance, take it. So therefore, the sadhan bhajan means to come to the point of me. Nidrahar viharakadi vijito. This Goswami means the conquered world, nidra, ahar. Nidra means sleeping, ahar means eating, and bihar means sex. Nidra, ahar, bihar, akadi, vidito. You have to conquer. The more you conquer over these things, the more you are at home. Because you have to make it nil altogether. Then you are eligible to go back to home, back to God. Therefore, we train our students, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, no meat eating. The Nivritti Marg. All right, happy.
Hare Krishna.